93.7, The River, River City's Classic Rock, Doug and Joe show on a Monday, trying to figure out where we're going for tomorrow, Tuesday. Want to go down to the Elk Grove area, and I'm sitting here, I'm beating my head together on this. I lived in Elk Grove for, man, how long did I live there? Five years?
3 to 4, 5 maybe?
Yeah, something like that. And I'm trying to think of some one-off ma and pa restaurants, and the only thing I keep coming up with is on EG Boulevard there, Pizza Bell. Legendary place, you know, you got Taco Bell. I guess back in the 70s, late 70s, early 80s, when they opened up the Pizza Bell, they thought, hey, let's like take that name and change it from tacos to pizza. And it stuck, and it's been there forever. And they got a pretty damn good pie. But pizza's tough when people are on lunch. You know, it's just not easy to go in. It's a little pricey. But I can't think of any like legendary, landmarkish, Elk Grove proper, quick, fast burger, sandwich, you know, Mexican joints. I just can't do it. There's so many chains in Elk Grove.
Is the Pizza Bell whole pizza? Is it by slice?
I don't think they do slices. I think you got to buy whole pies. That's why I think that it's a bad idea.
Yeah, because you find a place by slice now. We tried a few of those, and that seems to work pretty good.
Let's go to Tanner. Tanner, where should we go tomorrow for Tuesday down in EG?
What's going on? You'd probably go to, I don't know if you've heard of it, it's on Elk Grove Boulevard, Happy Garden. I know you don't like Chinese, but man, it's to die for.
Like literally because it kills you?
Oh, I'd love to go to the Happy Garden.
Oh my goodness.
A lot of MSG probably will, but it's to die for.
I'm looking at the name, man. Mm. I see stuff like Happy Garden, and I'm like, really?
Come on, man. Let's go get some orange chicken.
Hey, you know what? You know what they got so there? Good. And I know it's kind of a chain, but kind of not because it's local. You know what else they got there on Bond Road? They got a Makuni. And Dana, we've long talked about doing sushi.
Oh, I'll get down on some sushi.
I mean, you know what, Joe?
I love Makuni.
If we do sushi, you got to do Chinese food.
Fair. After we do sushi,
yeah,
yeah. If you go to sushi, because they have happy hour and everything, they got a nice bar in there. I've been in there a couple times.
I'll go.
You would do that.
Yep.
Okay.
I would go because you said you can get food that's cooked.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll go.
All the different rolls, Dana, they're spicy and they have sauces.
Okay, here's the deal, though. If we go to sushi, you have to try at least one raw thing. I'll give you seared on the outside, but it needs to be raw. You have to.
I've done it.
Have you? You've put a piece of raw fish
in
your
mouth. And you don't have to eat the whole thing. I just want you to try it. You have to at least try something raw.
That means I've got a bite into it. It's the consistency that's going
to
get me.
And I cannot even lie to you, because this is where Joe and I are in agreement. When you bite into tuna that looks seared, because if I go there and I get tuna or whatever, I'll tell them I want it cooked through. It is the weirdest thing you've ever had. The flavor on the outside is good and it's charred. And then once you bite into that mushy, raw fish,
it's awful. If you have mushy fish, it is not good fish.
I'm just talking about...
I would think it'd be like the consistency of... What it seems to me, biting into a piece of raw fish would taste like would be like biting into your tongue.
That's what it is. That's absolutely what it is.
Okay, so here's the deal.
Meaty, chewy, kind of good God, what's in my mouth feeling.
No, yeah. I was like you guys, I'm a big picky consistency eater. That's why I don't like avocado, which I know is blasphemous, but that's why I don't like it.
I don't like it either, Dana.
But here's the deal. Sushi, if you have a bad consistency with the fish or whatever it is, it's not good.
Joe would hate the sushi because there's a lot of avocado they put in those spring rolls and stuff,
too. I used to poke it out, but now I just eat it because it's so small.
I think I get the idea behind sushi. They cover the raw fish up with so much other crap wrapped around it.
Well, that's bad sushi places.
Well, especially, though, no, if you go to like Makuni or whatever, those spring rolls, there's so much spice and sweet and flavor and rice. It's so good.
That's why it's in there.
That's why it's in there because, yeah...
No, it's there to hold your guys' little uncomfortable hands through the process of eating raw fish.
And I need that. I need that.
If that is true, Dana, then when you go to sushi, do you just say, can I have a hunk of raw fish thrown on
nigiri.
My plate?
I get nigiri. Yes, I get a piece of rice with a piece of raw fish on top of it. I love
nigiri.
See,
I don't do that. I'm a child. I cannot and I will not.
I want to watch someone consume that.
People
that is straight up Castaway.
I will do it for you, Joe. Dana will.
Dana eats just awful. She doesn't realize it's 2018 and we're American.
Everyone does, though.
I know.
Think
they
about
love
how
it.
Many people would sit down there with a hunk of raw fish and a piece of rice and just go to work.
It's tough. It's tough to do. But if you go and you get like they have these things called like Fair Oaks rolls and they got all these different ones at Makuni.
Yeah.
They're actually pretty good and you're full. You're like full when you're done eating it, and it's expensive, but it's tasty. It really is, with all the hot sauce and everything.
What gets me to it is that you've done it. and that you've not really, you didn't vomit, you didn't, you know, and you and I were about the same on sushi, and you've gone, what now, three?
Two or three times I've been, yeah, maybe four.
And see, if you've done that, man, that gives me enough courage that I think I'd be able to find something to eat there.
You like white rice. See, I'm not a fan of white rice.
I love it. I love brown rice, too, but I love rice.
See, you would love these spring rolls and all that different stuff that's non-raw. And there's all kinds of them. And you can order, like, a half of this one, and then they have, like, mix and match. Like, you can get three different ones on a plate.
Yeah.
It's pretty good. I know that you would like it. You wouldn't even, and it's not even eating real sushi. They're just rolls. They're like California rolls or spring rolls, whatever they call them.
Huh.
And they're not bad. They're pretty damn good, especially if you have a couple beers.
I'm telling you, I would try it. I would go there. Legitimately, you guys want to do sushi tomorrow, I would legitimately go try that.
Let's go to Chuck. Chuck Bobuck.
I knew you were going to say
Where should we go in Elk Grove, Chuck?
Forgive me, I can't remember the name of the place, but it's on Old Elk Grove Boulevard in the heart of Old Elk Grove. It's a mom-and-pop Italian sub sandwich shop. They got homemade macaroni salad and potato salad and homemade cannolis. I mean, it's to die for.
Wow. And do a lot of people show up there for lunch?
Oh, yeah. That place is packed.
Yeah. I would try it. I'm not familiar with it. We could Google it. You're saying it's in Old Town. Yeah. Is it past Bob's?
It's right by Bob's, almost right across the street from Bob's.
I know where you're talking.
I don't know why we just don't go to Bob's.
Yeah,
I really love that bar.
I can tell you why we don't go to Bob's, because last time we went to Bob's, you were not only bobbing, you were weaving. You were out.
Yeah, I passed right out there.
Yeah, Joe passed the freak out at Bob's. So we'll still work on this. I don't know where it is we can go, but we got to find somewhere to go for tomorrow's Tuesday down in Elk Grove, because we haven't been down there. And I'm telling you, it's slim pickings for mom and pop. It's really tough because everything there is chain.
Yeah.
That's all that's freaking down there. I mean, everywhere you go. Instead of having a mom-and-pop burger shop, it's like The Habit. That's like their mom-and-pop.
Oh, I've got you.
You know, if it's not In-N-Out or BK or Carl's or all that stuff, there's just not a lot of mom-and-pop stuff. A lot of Asian cuisine down there. There's a heavy Asian population down in Elk Grove, so that's going to be easy. But I say if we're going to do something like that, man, I think we do up sushi. Because I don't really, I don't like Chinese. I mean, I do it. If you're going to do sushi, then I'll do the Chinese.
Yeah, you know what? I will do. I've wanted to try it for a while. You know, I've talked about it a little bit, and you're like, there's got to be something there you like. Everyone keeps telling me that you don't have to order it raw. I will try raw fish, though. I will try it while I'm there. That seared tuna that she's talking
about. Yeah, I'm telling you, and it's good at Makuni. And they'll do it. They'll cook it a little bit more, so you're getting raw, but it's not completely raw, meaning the outsides are browned or grilled, and then inside, that's where you get the cool fish meat.
That doesn't even sound appetizing. You bite through warm to get the cool. That's awful.
Yeah,
that's like when you cook one of those corn dogs in the microwave and you think you've got it cooked all the way through, but then like the...
It's been in the freezer.
Two ends are nice and warm. You get about to the middle and you get that one cold bite.
Yeah.
And it's already in your mouth, so you've got to chew it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's exactly what it's like.
It's awful.
Here's the thing. If we do go to sushi, you know, not many people are going to show up because it's spendy and it takes a little bit of time, so we're not going to have a big turnout.
Sushi is pricey?
Yeah, it's spendy. Yeah, I mean, anywhere you go, sushi costs a little bit of money, you know, because it takes a lot of work to make it, and there's a lot of stuff in it, and people pay it.
Is it? I was just going to say it does. It takes a lot of work to make it. Is that because they don't have to really fire up a grill at all? I mean, what sort of electricity and or cooking power are they using in a sushi restaurant? How could it be expensive? You're basically taking a fish out of the ocean and putting it on a person's plate.
Well, when you live in Elk Grove, you got to travel to get the fish. That's the expensive part.
Okie doke.
Yeah. 766-9370. Hold on. We'll come back.